podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
All right. Welcome to High School Hoops. Super excited. Coach Bill and I have hijacked it because we are excited to have Game Changer on as a sponsor for High School Hoops for the next couple months. And we're going to tell you all about it. And the best part about this app is it's free. But right. It does a lot of stuff. Free is always good. I like free. But tell them a little bit about it, Coach.
Yeah, go to gc.com/coachinghoops. Download the app. I highly encourage you to do that. It's free. You just try it out. I've been using it to track stats on my players during their games, live stream. So if I had a player who couldn't be at her game and she was so excited because she knew she could watch her teammates live during the live stream and then watch their stats as well. Super simple to use. You just have to have a parent, click a few buttons while the game is going live to add the stats to it. No, they don't have to have a tech degree to do it or know anything about tracking stats in basketball.
No, it's super easy. I know. It's great. And it's the easiest way. So give that URL one more time, Coach.
Absolutely. It's gc.com/coachinghoops.
Thank you. Let's head off to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right. Welcome to High School Hoops. Today, we're going to talk about transition defense. But before we do that, like the big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over, check it out. Mention the podcast, mention Coach Collins, mention T-Tubes, mention anything, and they'll give you $450 off. And then also go over and check out T-Tubes.com for coaches who want to get better. Might be gone by this time. I don't know how long the program is going to take. But anyway, we are getting rid of the 6-month and the yearly subscription. So if you're thinking of joining one of those, I'd go over and do that ASAP. Just because we are kind of going, we're going to increase the price on the monthly. And just because we haven't in a really long time. And then we're going to have a second option where you can get 2 memberships and my full library. Which is a kind of a great resource. Everything I keep adding to it. And you'll have access to both of those. So go over and check that out soon. It was what I'd say. Because everything's going to be changing. All right. So today, transition defense. it's Sorry, an interesting.
Somebody referred to me in a text message, Vinny Johnson. I didn't know who Vinny Johnson was.
Really?
The microwave? What is that?
You don't know who the microwave is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He played for Detroit?
Yeah. Good?
Yes. He was very good. Yes. I don't remember what years he played.
He was one of the best bench players, most important members of the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's why. Because one of my younger players came off Nugget. I got the reference. That's a good reference.
And he got it from Danny Ainge named him.
So he's like keeping him in the microwave till you want to use it, right?
Or is right. That,
yeah, yeah. Now I get the reference. Yeah. All right. Call out to Mark Maley, state champion in 2023 with a great reference. Knows that I took over a program that won the state title last year. But luckily the other coach and I are like really good friends. We go out for coffee and stuff. It's been really
Has he cool. been helpful?
Awesome. He's 70 years old, but loves just helping out and stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. So,
got to have mentorship.
Hey, I'll do that. I'll do that from Florida for you or wherever I am, California.
But it's just nice. He always gives me positive feedback and it's great. Not many people get that situation when you get a new job,
You need mentors. You need mentors.
And especially somebody that knows the kids and
teachhoops.com. Full season access.com. Yes.
So that's made my life way easier just enriching. And it's always just nice to talk to people that love the game as much as you do. It's awesome.
Right. I think
that's
it
what we do here, right?
I know. It's awesome.
So do we do our sponsors yet?
We did.
Okay.
You weren't listening. Topic this you weren't listening. It's transition defense. I already told everybody.
Sorry, the microwave got in the way. The microwave got in the way.
So transition defense. How do you like?
So I will tell you, I'm mad at myself because we played a really good team last week and they beat us up and down the court a lot more than I expected, and I shouldn't have expected it, or I assumed that we were going to be able to do a better job, and I did not prepare my team the way that I should. And I even told my team that. And sometimes I think it's important that you just have these honest conversations with your team and say, hey, we should have worked on this more. We move forward this and that. I think it's important as a coach to be vulnerable and authentic with your players and let them know, guess what? As coaches, we're always trying to better ourselves too.
I'm going to tell you, last night, I'm going to be honest with my guys tonight when I go to practice. I'm going to be 100% honest. And I'm going to say to them, so we were down two with 6 seconds to go, and I didn't call a timeout. And I'm going to tell them two reasons. First of all, maybe I didn't rep it enough. That's on me. You know, we've got fly. We've got a couple plays that we run. So that's on me. Maybe we haven't repped it enough. Second one is I didn't trust that you were going to run what I was going to call, and that we would have had a turnover. So we ended up having a turnover anyway. We pushed the ball up fast. We fumbled it. They got it back, whatever. So I will take that. I had a restless night's sleep because maybe I didn't do something. So I'll jump on that sword and say, that's my fault. Okay. I'll take that. My fault. It's not my fault. We were 23 from the free throw line or whatever and missed three front ends. But I think you're right. I think being authentic is very important. And when you make a mistake, you have to tell them.
Transition. Oh, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but this is going to be worth it. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. This podcast is brought to you by Game Changer. And I know, Coach, you love Game Changer, don't you?
I do. I started using the Game Changer's basketball app to track stats in my middle school games, and no pun intended, but it's been a true game changer. It's helped me know what we're missing out on, you know, or know what our weaknesses are. If it's turnovers one game, free throws the next, it can all be tracked in the app. And the first time I used
free app,
free app for iOS or Android. The first time I used it, my players were blown away because right after the game, I told them how many points, how many turnovers, there wasn't a delay. Right. It was right there on the app. Super simple to use. Just a couple clicks of a button. You're tracking points. You're tracking turnovers. You upload all your player numbers. And the future is going to be bright, too. You know,
And the parent doesn't know everything. They can actually do this. It's a pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. They don't need to know anything. That's what I was worried about, that they're going to be. I mean, they know what a bucket is. They know what, you know,
free throw.
Sometimes it comes, you know, some questions around assists or whatever, but you know, you work it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. But what I'm really looking forward to as an ex high school coach is the ability to do all the stats using AI. And that's coming very soon with the app because they have video, right? So you're shooting video.
It's free video that grandma in Wyoming can watch, right? Like live stream it. Yes.
Live stream it. Yeah. So grandma can live stream it. But what they're doing with the video is they're going to be able to track stats using AI. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So jump on it right now. You can easily find it at gc.com. That's greatcollins.com. So
climate.
There we go. Collins. So let's do that one more time. G as in great, C as in collins.com. And look for the basketball app under sports. Like I said, it's free. And if you're looking just to improve practices, improve your players, it's a great way to keep individual stats as well as team stats super easy to use.
And it's free.
To tell them. Transition.
I even do that when I do film. I even showed we were watching film on Tuesday and against that game, and I showed them how I watched me myself coach and when I call a timeout, and I watched how the momentum went back in our favor. And I said, I should have did that again because they had a momentum shift. And I'm like, even I look at myself and what I do as a coach, how I can better, where I should call my timeouts and stuff like that. You're in it together. I think you just got to be, again, authentic. But back to transition defense, I remember a couple of years ago, I watched Buzz Williams speak, and he talked about that 20% of the game is advantage-disadvantage. So that's a lot of our points scored off of advantage or disadvantage.
And we're bad. This year, we're not very good at that window of, you know, the game is all, and I've heard someone say this. The game is offense, defense, transition to offense, transition to defense.
Yeah, you've said that before too.
And it's so true. And I don't work. I have not worked this year enough on transition from offense to defense and defense to offense.
Yep. And so that is one goal that I have for myself in the month of right now. When I'm talking, we pre-record these and winter break is just start to think about how I can better do that. And so my question to you is, like, what have you done or what do you suggest for transition defense?
Well, first of all, I mean, if it's a team like one of the teams in our league, I'll only send two to the offensive glass. And you got to practice that. Usually I'll send three to four to the offensive glass pretty hard. So I think big part of transition D is now, one of my assistants and I always argue about this. I'm convinced the shooter should not follow their shot. Because I told him every shot I shot was going in, so why would I follow it? That's the first thing. And I always feel like sometimes the shooter should be the one that's back. Again, I go back and forth between that. But I definitely think you have to rep it, and you have to make sure that you're not sending too many to the offensive glass or you're going to have some problems, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, so that would be definitely, I would have, and when looking at it, I would have probably sent almost everyone back the way that the transition was happening, to be honest with you.
Right.
I don't think I repped it enough. I have to rep it more. And make it as real as it can be. But I also think the hardest thing too is, let's say that you have your top five players going against your other five, that transition piece is not as good as going against somebody else that their transition is really good.
Yeah, so I know. Because your second five is not as good as the teams you're
and
playing.
And it's nothing towards the second group. It's just the reality of the game, right? It's not going to ever be the same. When you start playing a team that's really good at transition, that speed, when you play a really good team, the speed is just like immensely different.
Yeah.
And how you replicate it.
Well, and the athleticism and the physicality, all of that is different.
So there's a part of me that there's a part of me that I start to think maybe as I'm brain diving with you today on this podcast, it's like maybe when we do some transition stuff, I have to intermingle my squads.
Yep. So what I do is I break them up even.
Yeah,
I do. So
that's one thing that I'm going to try to do is to break up my transition group stuff in even. And then just because then it creates a better balance of speed,
right?
And coverage.
And I think it's okay to do that. I really do think it's okay to do that. I think people don't do that enough, actually, the breakup even. The problem is, it's like, yeah, you want to rep with your, I always think the day before a game, you got to rep with your guys, like your top seven or whatever you're going to play the majority of the minutes. But other days, it's okay to break as even as you can. Just because I think it makes your bench better and it kind of.
Yeah. That's another thing I need to do is break that. And maybe that will help, especially in mid year become very monotonous.
Yes.
It becomes very mundane, and having a different group of players that you're playing with or a different feel, a different group makes it more exciting, more competitive.
It does. It definitely makes it more competitive. But going back to the transition defense, I think, again, what we said for the last couple of weeks, it's whatever you emphasize. You can always have
a lot of drills out of it. How do you approach it?
No, I do it like I. So what I've been doing is, again, what talking about that transition from offense, I do a lot of two trips down back, and then I'll switch, especially when I have even groups. So offense against defense, and then they'll go the other way, and then we switch it. So they got to transition each direction from offense to defense or from defense to offense. So I want them. So it's like go down, do a one trip down and then switch it and then go back the other way. So everyone's getting kind of reps. You're not going up and down.
So how do you start the progression?
What do you mean?
So like a transition. So like, do you start with advantage, disadvantage? Like, do you call someone's name? They have to touch the baseline.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll put the ball down. I'll put people at half court, and then whoever gets the rebound, I'll let it to them. So they got to transition that they become offense. So it gives them, Yes, it's all those constraints and those advantages, disadvantages, I think, kind of can what can is what helps, I think, quite a bit.
Right. Okay.
All right. All right. Anything else, Coach?
No, I'm getting tired.
I know you are. All right. Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.